Rebecca, tell me about the Bridge End Centre. How long has it been here?
Okay, so the Bridge End Centre started as Bollington Drop-In in 1990. So we've actually been in Bollington for over 30 years. We moved to the current site in the year 2000. And since then, we have grown and grown massively.
And who does it service? What kind of people does it help?
We are here for everyone in the community of Bollington. We do particularly help people who are socially isolated or perhaps struggling in life, but we are here for everyone. And people always find that at different stages in their life, they come and use Bridge End Centre services.
So I suppose I take it in Bollington, you're very well known to the local community.
We are, yes. We have about 90 people a day coming in. Over 1,200 people register for our services every year, and then we've also got a very busy charity shop.
And what sort of things do you do here? I mean, obviously I've had a look around the building. I mean, it's impressive for a start. I mean, I couldn't believe how big it was. But what sort of things do you do?
We've got a range of different activities. We have a drop-in kitchen cafe where people can come and talk to community workers at any time that we're open. So they're never on their own. There's always someone here to have a chat with. We've got a timetable of activities throughout the week. So things like choir, art, craft groups, reading circles, things like that. We do guided walks around the beautiful countryside in Bollington. We have a befriending scheme which puts together volunteer buddies with people who might be a bit lonely or need a bit of companionship. We've also got a new service called Shuttle to the Shops, which is a transport service to local shopping hubs in the area. We've got a volunteer service. We have a wood workshop where we have wood classes, and we have volunteering opportunities in there as well.
So full service then, basically?
Quite a lot.
Yeah. And what's your role?
I'm the centre manager, so I run the organisation.
That's got to be quite difficult.
It's quite busy because I'm responsible for everything. And unlike bigger charities, I haven't got a fundraising department or a finance department. So I have to do a bit of everything.
Yeah. So imagine, I mean, so your days are full.
Very.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we have to talk about this because we've spoken about this with other charities as well. Obviously, for something like this, considering it was the hub of the community, COVID must have been a real problem for you.
Yeah, it was very challenging. We had to obviously close our shop like every other non-essential shop, and we had to close the centre. So we did have to try and support people online and virtually as much as we can. But you can never replace face-to-face contact, so that was quite challenging.
And I suppose once you reopened, once everything was, well, not necessarily the all clear, because it still isn't, but once you reopened, did those people who were coming before still come?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's busier than ever. Mm-hmm. Every year, it's 5-10% more people coming in.
How many volunteers do you have here?
We have over 100 that help us every year. Some help us every week, some it's just once or twice a year.
And if anybody wants to volunteer or help in whatever way, or maybe come up with something that maybe you don't offer, who's the best person to contact?
Me.
Yeah.
You can email, our email address is info@bridgeendcentre.org.uk, or you can find us on Facebook.
And what are the plans for the future? I suppose, day to day probably takes the majority of your thoughts.
Yeah.
But you must sort of have an idea of what other things you'd like to do or where you'd like to see the centre.
Yeah, we own the building, so upstairs at the moment we use as storage, but we'd like to utilise that more for the community, more community use. So in the future we are looking at replacing the roof and renovating it upstairs.
Describe your typical day then. What is it like when you come in first thing in the morning?
There's absolutely no typical day at the Bridge End. We have a staff meeting first thing to discuss what's coming up in the day. There's always a million things going on, so we really all need to be singing from the same hymn sheet in terms of what's going on. And then we'll have groups and volunteers coming in at 10 o'clock, so we've got to get everyone set up, give them jobs to do, get everything ready for whatever's going on in the day. And then it's just basically dealing with everyone who comes in throughout the day.
And what sort of hours do you operate?
We're open 10 till 4, Monday to Friday, and on a Saturday, 10 till 1.
So tell me, we've talked about volunteers, we've talked about you know, the kind of things that you do. Obviously, being a charity, you run on donations.
Yeah.
What's the best way to donate?
Yeah, we're totally reliant on the public support to keep on operating in Bollington. If you do want to donate, you can go to our website, which is www.bridgeendcentre.org.uk, and just press donate.